Is this the resident of the GW University student athlete who lives on Maple Leaf Court? Oh, good. How was work, sweetie? What? You did just come home from work, didn't you? Me? Well, if I tell you who I am, it'll spoil the fun. You're supposed to guess, silly. Oh, hey, you're back. I think we disconnected or something. So anyway, any idea who I am? Oh, yes, you do. I know you. And you most definitely know me. How else do you think I know where you live? I do too know where you live. Didn't I already mention Maple Leaf Court? Okay, that's valid. It is a pretty common street name. Try this on for size. 1823 Maple Leaf Court. Sound familiar?
Okay, sweetie, if you hang up on me again, I'm gonna get a little testy, and you wouldn't like me in that state. Okay, pumpkin. Oh, you don't think I know where you live? I sound different? No, sweet. No. There we go. No, sweetie, that's all in your head. Nailed it. Oh, stupid baby boy. I'm already in your house. Yeah, I'm staring out of a window at your silver 92 Toyota Corolla right now. Let's see. You had a little lady friend over last night? And you pretended to watch a movie and then coerced her into some weak-ass dick? How do I know it was weak? I'm in your home. I've proven that I've been in your home for some time, just watching you. And your concern right now is how I know your strokes were whack? Fragile male ego. Well, I know they were lame, because after the begging and the coercion and finally getting the pussy, she left immediately after. Didn't even stay to finish the movie. Now, does that sound like a satisfied woman to you? No. No, it doesn't. Couldn't be me. I wouldn't have let you get away until I got what I needed from you.
Dude, hurry up. We haven't got time for this.
What? What's that?
Come on, hurry up.
I'm getting there. I was just... Okay.
Check it out, E.E. Shortcomings. I got a question for ya. Never mind my voice. What's your favorite scary movie? You better answer quicker than that, or I'll make Sweet Cheeks join our little game, too. I'm sure it won't surprise you at this point. I have her address as well. Attaboy. Terrible answer, though. Halloween? Really? Ugh. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you to the count of five to find me in your house before I find you. Because Because if I find you first, well, I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Okay. Ready? Set?
One.
Gotcha. Oh my god, Gary, look at him. He's shaking.
I know. He looks so helpless, doesn't he? Come on, don't be shy. We just want to play. Relax, tough guy. And hands above your head. So I can tie him, duh. Can't have them getting in the way, can we?
Nope, nope. Certainly can't have that. Pants, carry, or...
Not yet. But I do want to get on top of you while I straddle you like this. So I can come in real close. While I grind on your scared boner for a second. Oh, you didn't think I noticed that. It's okay. It's natural. That bulge feels so good on my needy little cunt. Good thing I didn't wear panties, huh? No barrier underneath this little plaid skirt.
Me neither. Going commando under these plaid skirts was a great idea.
I know, right? You smell so fucking good up close like this. Oh, I could grind on you and sniff you all day.
I know. I told you he smells so good. Always, always got a good whiff every time he passed by me without acknowledging me like I don't fucking exist.
Stay calm, okay? There'll be plenty of time for raging on our little victim tonight. I promise.
Okay, okay. You're right. I'm calm. I'm fine. But should I do the thing?
The what?
You know, the thing where I lie, the...
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay. Of course. Get it ready. As for you, up with the shirt, yeah? Keep your hands where I can see them. Or this knife gets a little curious. I'll go ahead and lift your shirt up to your neck myself.
Ritual? No, no, honey. That's not what the candle is for. You'll see in a few minutes.
What? This knife makes you nervous? I'll be real gentle, I promise. Watch. I'm gonna drag it slowly from your crotch, up your pelvis, up the middle of your stomach, and across your chest. Doesn't that feel good?
Oh, he's lying! Look at his nipples! They could cut through glass.
Oh, he does like it. What about if I tease your nipples like this? By rubbing little gentle circles over them with my thumbs? Oh, that cock just throbbed, didn't it?
I think it's ready, Ghostie.
Good. Let's switch places. You sit on top of him? No. Actually, I'll sit behind him with his head on my lap to hold his arms down.
Yes! Hello there, sweet cheeks. First, let me just... Fuck! That's so good. Okay, hold him, Ghosty. I'm just gonna pour this candle slightly and let the hot wax dribble down your chest. Ooh, look at you squirm. Oh, and down your tummy. Stings a little, doesn't it? Here, let me blow it off. And... Oh, there we go. Well, now that it's hardened, let me just scrape it all off using my pointy black nails. Oh, is it sensitive, baby? That's funny. Because so was I. When you...
Maurice, remember? Keep a cool head for now.
I'm sorry. More wax. Drip. 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 I love how you jump every time a little drop lands on your skin. It's precious, really. And then I scrape each little piece off.
Hey, little bunny. Question for ya. Can you come while asphyxiated?
We're gonna have a little come together, aren't we, Ghosty?
Fuck yeah, Ghosty. Pick your poison.
First dips? I'm gonna scooch my way up to his face.
Good. Then I can show him what it's like to have his cock drained by a real woman. Let's get these pants down. I bet that other chick was too prissy to even get her eyelashes wet. Oh, well, aren't you just the prettiest thing, just begging for attention? Just so you know, pal, you're not allowed to come until I say so. If you do, you will fucking regret it.
I know this is hot, jackass. Now no more talking, unless those lips and tongue are flapping against my pussy. Yeah?
Get to work.
Why are we doing this? Well, certainly not because it's your birthday. That already passed August 12th.
2005.
Quite frankly, this has nothing to even do with you or your pleasure. This is purely about us. Okay? Now, Ghosty's gonna get on top of you and slide you in. And I'm gonna scoot up to your mouth. And you better pray to God you can make us come, douche wang. Hey. Don't thank me, okay? This has nothing to do with you. Oh, because Goosey gets real wet and needy from sucking cock. Is that a problem for you? Yeah. No, ma'am, is much more like it. Well. Now that she started, it's my turn, isn't it? Open up. Yeah, and moaning is fine or whatever. You won't be able to help it. I've seen what Ghosty can do, but you better be able to focus through it. Got it?
God, even your dick tastes good.
Fuck yeah. Okay. The moaning into my pussy is a nice touch. The vibration feels amazing.
I wonder if I can fit this whole thing in my throat. Yes, yes, I can. Now help me on pumping in my mouth a little.
Oh, fuck. keep doing that tongue thing. God damn.
Keep washing those hips back and forth.
Oh, bloody hell. I'm gonna come. Stay right fucking there, don't you? Okay, fucking coming. Oh my god. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, good job.
I feel you twitching. It's not your turn yet, remember? Well, now, since Ghosty's been taken care of, up on your feet. Lean over the bed right here. Good boy. Hey, Ghosty, do you have a thing?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Ah, here we go. Your cute little strap on.
Yes. Guess who gets pegged today? I'll give you a hint. He's the only one in the room without a mask on. There's a catch, though. I'm gonna use a mutual pleasure dildo. And you're also gonna fuck Clarice's needy hole. If you can last through this final installment, we'll tell you who we are. Deal. That's such a good boy. Look at you all eager. Remember, this isn't for you. This is for us. And you're not to come until at least I come. If Clarice comes again, we'll call it extra credit. Now, I need you to spit on my cute confetti cock to get it nice and slippery for that tight little ass of yours.
I'm gonna go ahead and lay underneath you on the bed and lift my legs up over your shoulders, okay?
Okay. I need you to bend over a bit more, sweet cheeks. There we go. And I'll just squeeze inside of you.
Oh, fuck yes.
My god, that's tight. Almost didn't fit. Okay. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? Nice and easy.
Ghosty more, please.
Oh, you want me to fuck him into you faster? Anything for you. Alright. Look at you taking cock and pussy like such a good boy. Fuck, the way this steel-ended strap-on fucks me back is amazing. Oh, this is such a good idea. That's pretty little one pressure on your tummy, you agree? I need to place my foot up onto the bed next to you to get some better leverage because fuck, mommy needs to come. I'm gonna get a little rough. You do think you can handle me?
Oh my god. Yes.
Okay. Let me get a firm grip on this slutty boy waist. Oh, yeah. That's it. Hold on for me. Come on. Don't make me do all the work. Back into our match, my room, baby. That's a good boy. Are you gonna come for us, Rusty?
Yes, I'm gonna come.
Oh, come on.
Do it.
Oh, I love it when you get involved with me. Oh, shit. I'm going.
Good girl. Hang in there. I'm right behind you. This ass is so well trained. Taking all of me so well. Almost there, baby. You gonna wait for me, huh? I know you're close too. You gonna be a good boy and wait for mommy? Yeah? Yeah. Keep whimpering for me. Oh, I'm close. Yeah. Yeah. Really fucking close.
Okay.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Let it go for me, baby. Jesus fuck. That was way harder than I imagined.
Oh, so fucking hot. I can't feel my goddamn face. I came so hard.
Let me take this thing off.
Oh.
Oh, right. Here we are. All right. I know we promised.
Yeah.
Come on, Clarice. Let's take off the masks.
He's right. It's time. Plus, I need some airflow after that anyway.
Voila.
Well, no shit, you recognize us. But the fact that you can't remember our names is why asshole jocks like you deserve a little reminder that you don't always get the upper hand just because you're pretty and likable and don't get to just treat everyone like they're nobodies. It's fucking rude.
We were your lab partners 3 times in a row last semester. There were 4 of us. Clarice invited us all over to work on the project. You never showed. You flirted with us. You let us on. Even grabbed my ass once. And then you ghosted us. Like a true asshole would.
After that semester ended, you never spoke to us again. You left me and Gary on red. Anytime we reached out, you acted like you didn't hear us addressing you in the halls, straight up ignored us, like we didn't exist. You fucking used us to get a good grade and to do all the work, and then treated us like absolute filth.
Thing is, you fucked with the wrong girls, didn't you? You like to ghost? Well, so do we. We don't pussyfoot around it like you do.
This is how we ghost.
Are we gonna untie you? Definitely not.
What? Kill you? Well, of course not. But, I didn't really get to use this knife very much, did I?
Hey, dude, don't scream.
Yeah, don't scream, bro. I will fucking come.
Same.
I gotta go find a gag.